Isaiah, chapter 3. For, look, the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and means of support, the whole support of bread, and the whole support of water. The mighty man, and the man of war, the judge, and the prophet, and the fortune teller, and the elder. The captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the expert artificer, and the expert charmer. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes will rule over them. And the people will be oppressed, man against man, and a man by his fellow man, the child will behave himself proudly against the old man, and the base against the honorable. When a man will take hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, You have clothing, be our ruler, and let this ruin be under your hand. In that day he will lift up his voice, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing, you will not make me ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against Yahweh, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The expression of their face witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they do not hide it. Woe to their soul! For they have done evil to themselves. Say of the righteous, that it will be well with him, for they will eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked! It will be ill with him, for what his hands have done will be done to him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and creditors rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err, and destroy the way of your paths. Yahweh stands up to contend, and stands to judge the peoples. Yahweh will enter into judgment with the elders of his people, and its princes, it is you who have eaten up the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean that you crush my people, and grind the face of the poor, says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts. Moreover Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore the Lord will strike with a scab the top of the head of the daughters of Zion, and Yahweh will lay bare their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the beauty of their anklets, and the calls, and the crescents. The pendants, and the bracelets, and the mufflers. The head tires, and the ankle chains, and the sashes, and the houses of the soul, and the amulets. The rings, and the nose jewels. The festival robes, and the mantles, and the shawls, and the satchels. The hand mirrors, and the fine linen, and the turbans, and the veils. And it will come to pass, that instead of sweet spices there will be rottenness, and instead of a belt, a rope, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a robe, a girding of sackcloth, branding instead of beauty. Your men will fall by the sword, and your mighty in the war. And her gates will lament and mourn, and she will sit on the ground emptied.